This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Hello everyone, hello everywhere. Welcome again to another edition of The Happy Station Show for this October the 8th, 2009, at just after 100 hours UTC. Keith Powell here with you all the way in very, very, very wet and soggy Taipei, Taiwan. And I say that because we've had so much rain in the last few days that it is just incredible. I think it's probably the most rain that we've actually had in some time. As you may have been following in the news, there's actually been a couple of typhoons in the area, but I'll tell you a little bit more about that later on in the program. Anyway, it's really nice to have you with me. Today, of course, is not a special show, but we do have some special shows coming up this month. One of them is going to be next week, and one is going to be at the end of the month, and I'll tell you a bit more about those later on. But first, let's kick off with Lamal and the Never Ending Story.
Yeah.
Lamal and the Never-Ending Story here on the International Happy Station. And, you know, we've had a couple of special programs that have been running for the past few weeks, so we haven't been able to get to the normal things that we normally do on the show. But we'll do that right now. First, I want to say hello to the following people who joined up to the Happy Station Facebook page. First, to Mark Black in the USA. Mary Hinkson in the United Kingdom, Costa Constantidis, also in the USA, and Patrick Henry, who's listening to us in Asia, but he didn't say exactly where in Asia. But if you would like to join up to the Happy Station Facebook page, it's very easy to do. If you're already a member of Facebook, just do a search for The Happy Station Show, click on Join the Group, and that's all you need to do. Now, what is actually a lot of fun there is because you can chat with other Happy Station listeners and also, at the same time, listen to all the past editions of the show, find some pictures, as well as keep up to date with some special programs that we have coming up. And speaking of special programs, I'll tell you about a couple coming up after we take a listen to this. From Italy, here's Umberto Tozzi with a song that you know. It's the Italian version of Gloria.
Anche tu nell'aria, manchi come sale, manchi più nel
Umberto Tozzi here on the International Happy Station with Gloria. Actually, a few things that I want to get to right now. First is the time change. Now, Happy Station is actually not changing time. And we're not changing frequency either. But the UTC time is changing. Now, when I mean time change, we're not going to a different day of the week or anything like that. But the programs that will air after October the 25th will be as followed. The transmission at 100 hours UTC will become 2 hours UTC. The transmission at 1500 hours UTC will become 1600 hours UTC. And that is for our transmissions to South America and North America after October the 25th. So make note of that. Let's have a little bit more music, and then I will tell you about two special programs coming up. Here's Putting It Together, Barbara Streisand.
Look, I've spent a lot of time working on this.
Look,
I
no one's
going
to buy it. No one.
Well, how can
nobody
you...
in Middle America anyway? That's for sure.
He's right.
Well, why?
Sweetheart, it's just not commercial.
What is commercial?
It's
anyway?
Not what's selling nowadays.
I mean, personally, I
Being
love it.
Being nice, girl.
Nobody's into this kind of material.
You have to pay a price, girl.
This album needs a hit single we can push.
They like to give advice, girl.
The whole idea's too risky.
Don't think about it twice,
girl.
Your
audience won't understand this kind of thing.
It's time to get to work. I disagree. Why don't you wait till you hear it?
This is like your old stuff.
Art isn't easy.
We gotta appeal to the kids.
Even when you're hot.
Why would you want to make an album like this anyway?
Advancing art is easy.
I think we ought to talk seriously about
Financing
this.
Financing it is not.
Why take chances?
A vision's just a vision if it's only in your head.
Nobody respects your artistic integrity more than I do.
If no one gets to hear it, it's as good as dead.
You have to think about your career.
It has to come to life. Bit by bit, putting it together. Peace. Only way to make a work of art. Every moment makes a contribution. Every little detail plays a part. Having just the vision's no solution. Everything depends on execution. Putting it together, that's what counts. Ounce by ounce, putting it together. Small amounts, adding up to make a work of art. First of all, you need a good foundation. Otherwise, it's risky from the start. Takes a little cocktail conversation, but without the proper preparation. Having just the vision's no solution. Everything depends on execution. The art of making art is putting it together, bit by bit.
We really need all these musicians.
Link by link, making the connections, yes we do. Drink by drink, taking every comment as it comes. Learning how to play the politician like you play piano, bass and drums. Otherwise you'll find your composition isn't gonna get much exhibition. Art isn't easy. Every minor detail is a major decision. Have to keep things in scale, have to hold to your vision. Cocktail conversation, if it gets the funds for your foundation. Every time I start to feel defensive, I remember vinyl is expensive.
Would you agree to do an interview?
Maybe one. Building up the image, shot by shot, keeping at a distance doesn't pay. Still, if you remember your objective, not give all your privacy away. A little bit of hype can be effective, as long as you can keep it in perspective. Even when you get some recognition, everything you do, you still audition. Art isn't easy. Overnight, you're a trend, you're the right combination. Then the trend's at an end, you're suddenly last year's sensation. All they ever want is repetition. All they really like is what they know. Gotta keep a link with your tradition. Gotta learn to trust your intuition while you reestablish your position, so that you can be on exhibition. So that your work can be on exhibition. Be new, girl. They tell you till they're blue, girl. You're new or else you're through, girl. And even if it's true, bit, putting it together, piece by piece, working out the vision night and day. All it takes is time and perseverance, with a little luck along the way. Putting in a personal appearance, gathering supporters and adherents.
Oh, she's an original.
Was.
Mapping out the songs, but in addition, harmonizing each negotiation, balancing the part that's all musician with the part that's strictly presentation, balancing the money with the mission till you have the perfect orchestration. Even if you do have the suspicion that it's taking all your concentration, the art of making art is putting it together, bit by bit, beat by beat, part by part, sheet by sheet, chart by chart, track by track, by bit, by reel, by pat, by sack, by snip, by shot, by shot, by snap, by shot, by shot, by down. And that is the state of the art.
Putting it together, or I should say, putting it together, Barbra Streisand here on the International Happy Station Show. Now, we do have a couple of special programs coming up, and I'm not talking about the two that are coming up on December 31st, which I'll tell you about later on, but this is special programs for the month of October. As you know, I have been running a series here on the Happy Station called Happy Station's Tribute to DXers. We have one coming up next week on October the 15th. That is October the 15th. And this program will air to all regions. Okay, so the program on October the 15th will air to all regions. And that is going to be Happy Station's Tribute to DXers. My special guest for the entire show will be Bob Zanotti, who hosted the Swiss Shortwave Merry-Go-Round on Swiss Radio International for 24 years. It is going to be a fun show because we talked about a lot of things that Bob never even made public before. So that is coming up next week on October the 15th here on the Happy Station, and this program will air to all regions. Another special program that we have coming up is going to air on October the 29th. And this show is going to be a lot of fun because it's a voice who, well, a very well-known voice from the international shortwave bands for almost 13, 14 years. He worked for Radio Moscow, and he was the host of Vasily's Weekend on Radio Moscow World Service. Sorry, Vasily, that's my impersonation of you. That's right, Vasily Strelnikov, who hosted Vasily's Weekend on Radio Moscow World Service and then later on Voice of Russia, will join me on October the 29th. Again, this program will air to all regions. And I was thinking we should call it, you know, Happy Stations Back to the USSR or something like that. So do join me for those two special shows coming up this month. And there was the coded message. Ha 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 ha. Now, if you've heard that for the very first time, that, of course, is a Morse code message. Now, it's not important that you know what the Morse code message is, okay? That is totally, totally unimportant. But what is important is that you let me know at what time you heard it, what came before it, and what came after it to enter the lucky draw that I will have on December the 31st. Now, the two shows on December the 31st at 200 hours UTC and 1600 hours UTC will be 2 hours each. And for the transmission at 1600 UTC, we're going to have a lucky draw. And to enter the lucky draw, like I said, you just have to send me an email or by get in touch with me by snail mail, and I'll give out the address later on in the show. But let me know what came before that Morse code message and what came after it. And of course, as I said before, if you know what is in that message, please let me know, because I'd love to find out how many people can actually understand it. But the prizes for the program on December 31st for the lucky draw are as followed. The first prize going out to one lucky winner is a Sanjin ATS-909. The second prize is a Sanjin ATS-606A. The third prize is the three books from Jerry Berg about shortwave broadcasting, also going out to one lucky winner. The fourth prize is a one-year membership to the communication magazine from the BDXC, that's the British DX Club. And 10 lucky winners will be getting one copy each of Tom Meyer's CD, Easy Come, Easy Go, songs recorded for the Happy Station in the 1970s and 80s. So, get your entries off today. Of course, the easiest way is by email. My email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And you can also send it via snail mail, but I'll give out that address a little later on in the show, so it'll give you time to get a pen and paper handy. All right, now time for more music. Here's Rosemary Clooney and It Ain't Got That Swing on the Happy Station.
It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing, all you've got to do is sing. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Give that rhythm everything you've got. It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. If it's sweet or hot, give that rhythm everything you've got. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. If it ain't got that swing.
Rosemary Clooney with the Duke Ellington Orchestra with It Ain't Got That Swing here on The Happy Station. Now for this week's birthday greetings. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Well, I'd like to wish happy birthday to Richard Null. His birthday falls on October the 6th, so happy birthday to you, Richard, and many, many more. And if you want to have your birthday mentioned in the Happy Station birthday book, just send me an email, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Once again, the email address if you want to have your birthday mentioned in the Happy Station birthday book is pcj.happystation@gmail.com, and that's all you need to do. So happy birthday again, once again, to you, Richard. At the beginning of the show, I was telling you about the weather that we've had here in Taiwan last week and also for the past few days. There have been two tropical depressions in Asia. One, of course, has been getting a lot of media coverage, which is Typhoon Parma, that's P-A-R-M-A, that hit the Philippines on the weekend and last week. That was a storm that was first a Category 1 when it was formed and then became a Category 4. Now, there was also another typhoon that was also going towards Japan and actually went near Japan. So you can imagine, though, the rain that we've had here in Taiwan, even though these two typhoons didn't come anywhere near the place, it's been rain, and of course a lot of wind. This past weekend was the traditional Chinese Moon Festival, and that is to celebrate. The Moon Festival is sort of like is celebrated once a year, usually around October, the end of December, mid-October or so. And it's a holiday that started many, many years ago, and it was a time to let farmers know when to take in the crops. So it's celebrated every year. There's Moon Festival. And here in Taipei, when I was walking around the area where I live, people were having barbecues. Now, not the kind of barbecue that you're probably thinking. They wouldn't even have them in, you know, on their balconies or whatever. No. They bring the barbecue to the street and have it right in the street. Not in the middle of the street, of course, but right on the street, like in front of their building or whatever. And it was quite amazing. And I got so hungry. I remember walking to the store last Friday and going, I'm getting hungry. And then Saturday was pretty much the same thing because there were barbecues everywhere. Now, despite the fact that there was a lot of rain and a lot of wind, people were still doing it. Somebody sent me an email here concerning earthquakes, because they heard me mention before that here in Taiwan we get a lot of earthquakes, and that's for the reason that we sit near a massive fault, which is an area, it's called the Ring of Fire, which goes from like the west coast of North America all the way down near Japan, Taiwan, and then all the way down to New Zealand. So Taiwan is like near that area, so earthquakes are a rather common occurrence. And he said to me that, you know, ever since I mentioned this, he's been, you know, finding out if we have any earthquakes when we do the show. Well, hasn't happened yet. We've had them before we did the show and after we did the show. But this week, there's been a lot of seismic activity in Hualien City, which is south of Taiwan. At 1:30 in the morning, Sunday morning, that is, 1:30 Sunday morning, meaning after Saturday midnight, there was an earthquake of 6.3 in Hualien, which was quite noticeable. I was outside with my dogs on the balcony, and I went, okay, this is strange. And sure enough, yeah, there was an earthquake. And from that moment until 1:30 in the 1:36 in the morning Taiwan time, right until let me look here, 9 o'clock, 9:46 in the evening. So during that one day, we had a total of 12 small little earthquakes. Now the largest being 6.3. The smallest being 3.7, which when it's under 6, especially if it happens in Hualien, you don't really notice it that much. But this area, Hualien, is where the majority of earthquakes happen in Taiwan. Mainly Hualien and also Taichung and Yilan. But the ones in Yilan and Taichung, you don't really feel them so much. But the ones in Hualien, you do, especially when it's above 6. All right, we're going to have a little bit more music. When we come back, we're going to dip into this week's mailbag. Here's Dick Heyman and Mine. Dick Heyman and Mine here on the International Happy Station. And some of you are probably wondering, that sounds a little bit familiar. Well, it should sound familiar. For 11 years, that piece of music, part of that composition, was used as the opening to the television sitcom Frasier that starred Kelsey Grammer, that aired on NBC. And I have to tell you, that is actually one of my favorite shows, to somebody who did ask me that question a while ago. Yes, Frasier was one of my favorite shows of all time. I think I've seen every episode like 3 or 4 times. Anyway, now let's dip into this week's mailbag. All right, actually, we have quite a few to get to. We're not going to, of course, get to all of them because there just isn't enough time. The first one that I have here is from Thomas J. Passenger Jr., who lives in Vernon, New Jersey in the USA, and he sent me 2 reception reports mentioning the coded message for the program at 1500 and 100 UTC from September the 17th. He heard the coded message in the shows, and he sent me an announcement for the two. So you are going to be entered into the lucky draw for one of those prizes that I'm giving away at the end of the year. So Thomas, just to let you know, we've sent a kind of an entry card to you, so do check your post for that. Another one that I have here, this one comes from a listener who has written before. His name is Pete Bentley. He lives in East Aurora, New York. And if I remember Pete, because he opens his letter here saying, I escaped. No, I wasn't in prison. And it took me a while to remember your last letter, which I dug up, and then it made sense. But I want to read you part of it, because Pete has been listening to shortwave radio for a long time and is a Happy Station fan. He says, and this had to do with his last letter, because he said that he couldn't pick WRMI up, which is 9955 kilohertz, by the way, because of where he was living. But he said, I wrote him back, and he said, no, I escaped. No, I wasn't in prison, but sometimes it felt like it. I was living in the basement apartment with very poor shortwave reception. Then in July, I moved to a mobile home 6 miles south of the village of Viola, or Voila, I actually prefer saying, even though it is Viola, where reception is 100 times better. So far, I haven't had an outdoor antenna. However, just yesterday, which would be September the 16th, he wrote this letter, September 17th, I started putting up one, and I'll be finishing it the job today. On your show today, I heard the coded message. Just prior to that, you played an instrumental, which you said was the theme song to the British TV series back in the 60s, if I remember correctly. That's right, it was called The Prisoner with Patrick McGoohan. He said, also says, I would also like to be entered into the Happy Station birthday book. And for many years, I was in the original Happy Station birthday book. My birthday is the 15th of November. That's just one day before Tom Meyer's birthday, which, by the way, is the 16th of November. However, the years are different. I'm exactly 7 years and one day older than Tom. No, nobody gets older. No, we only get younger with age. Did you know I've been a shortwave listener ever since my parents gave me my first receiver back in 1950? No, I didn't know that. That's 59 years. And with good programs like yours coming back, I may just stay tuned for another 59 years. Take care. Peter Bentley. Well, Peter, thank you very much for your letter, and I did respond to you. Now, if you want to be entered into the Happy Station Lucky Draw or have your letter used here for the mail call, the address is Happy Station Show, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, that's Lane 31, Section 1, Sanmin, that's S-A-N like Norman, M like Mother, I like Ivan, N like Norman Road, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, that's B-A-N-C-I-A-O, that's B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taipei, Taiwan, R-O-C 22070. And if you didn't have time to write that down, I will give it out later on at the end of the show. But you can also send me an email, pcj.happystation@gmail.com, and I can forward that to you. All right, my voice is kind of giving away at the moment, meaning I need to have another sip of coffee. That's what happens when I sometimes when I do the show at this hour of the day, because it is morning here when you're listening to it. Here's Terry Snyder with Putting on the Ritz on the Happy Station. We'll be right back. Terry Snyder and Putin on the Ritz here on The Happy Station. Coming up today for our transmission at 1500 UTC for listeners in North America and the Caribbean, which also may be audible in South America, we're going to be talking about the tango. More specifically, the tango here in Taiwan. TTT. Taiwan Tango Taipei? TTT. There we go. Sounds like a new organization, doesn't it? Yes. I'll be joined by Stacey Joe, and we're going to talk about the Tango Festival that was recently held here in Taipei. That's going to be a lot of fun, and that's coming up today at 1500 UTC on The Happy Station. Time to squeeze in one more piece of music. Here is Gordon McRae singing a selection of three songs from The Desert Song.
Over the ground, there comes a sound. It is the drum, drum, drum of hoofbeats in the sand. Swim with fear if you are near. It is the thunder of the shadow and his band. And all who plunder learn to understand. Be hiding low. It means the rifts are abroad. Go before you've bitten the sword. Oh, that's the sound that comes to warn you so. In the night or early morn, you know. If you're the red shadow's foe, the rifts will strike with a blow that brings you woe.
The cry of woe. That's the sound that comes to warn you so.
On longing just to rest a while, where a sweetheart's tender eyes take the place of sand and skies, all the world forgotten in one woman's smile. Shipping soul possesses. At her call, I'd give my all my life and all my love enduring. This would be a magic world to me.
and you and I can send kissing a moonlit sky, a desert breeze whispering a lullaby, only stars above you. Night divine, and let my arms in yours entwine, the desert song calling, its voice enthralling, will make you.
Gordon McRae with a selection of songs from the musical The Desert Song. And we've come to the end of this edition of the show for our transmission to South America and the Caribbean from 1 to 155 UTC on 9955 kilohertz in the 31 meter band. Once again, our snail mail address, if you want to enter the lucky draw, is Happy Station Show, 8th floor, number 47, that's number 47, lane 31. Section 1, Sanmen Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. And you can also send it via snail mail. The snail mail address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And if you want to find out more information about the Happy Station Show and all the ways you can get in touch with me, do check out the website for WRMI, which is www.wrmi.net. And I want to remind you again that after the 25th of October, this program that you're listening to now at 100 UTC will be 200 UTC. And the program at 1500 UTC will be at 1600 UTC. And that is for the programs after the 25th of October. Next week, also just a reminder that it's going to be another one of Happy Station's tribute to DXer shows. And my special guest will be Bob Zanotti, who hosted the Swiss Merry-Go-Round on Swiss Radio International for 24 years with Bob Thoman. As you may remember, we ran a special birthday tribute to Bob on the 25th of September. Somebody recently said in one of the, I think it's Glenn Hauser's DX group at Yahoo, saying, you know, I shouldn't use the word DXer. I shouldn't use the word tribute, because it sounds like we died or something. No, because tribute can be anything. Could be somebody who's alive as well. So the reason why I'm using tribute is because I want to, and it is a tribute to all those people who continue today to provide international broadcasters with reception information that shortwave stations otherwise never would have received. All right, so on behalf of my technician, Kevin Lee, production assistant, Johan Backer, this is Keith Perrault all the way in Taipei. Yes, we do the show, even though this one that you're listening to now is recorded, usually a few hours before transmission. We record it as if it is live. So if you hear me screw up, you'll understand why. Anyway, on behalf of them, this is Keith Perrault all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long. Au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios, amigos, and sayonara.